Since the protests began, they've been very, very well organized. Right now, it's a little chaotic on the square, given that they were pushed out of their headquarters, which was the trade union's house near Maidan, Independence Square. They occupied that and turned that into their headquarters for the past 1 or 2 months, I think. And tonight, they are taking shelter in the nearby central post office. When I passed by there earlier, they were still setting up shop, but much of the tent camp that existed on Independence Square for the past nearly 3 months has been completely destroyed. Police, rather, had hurled Molotov cocktails atop the tents and set them ablaze. So late last night and all through this morning, a lot of the fires on the square were actually lit by police who had thrown their own Molotov cocktails at the tent camp.
Right.
But meanwhile, there was this giant ring of fire that was burning from protesters setting tires and wooden planks on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little chaotic down there right now, but they are setting up medical centers.
Mm-hmm.
They've set up a new medical center in a monastery, St. Michael's Monastery, which is a few blocks away from Central Independence Square.
Mm-hmm.
There are medical personnel attending to injured protesters.
Mm-hmm.
There are priests saying prayers over the wounded. And I believe there are still some field kitchens set up on the square, and it looked to me tonight like they were setting up more food stations inside the post office and two other buildings, a radio control building and another nearby building that they had occupied.
Okay.